So, firstly, we don't know who we are, and the social mirror also gives a distorted picture of who we are. So then, where do we start understanding who we are actually? Yeah, you know, philosophy, we should not go so much into the head that we lose our legs. So, we do know who we are at a basic level. Okay, I'm so and so person, and I have done this, I can do this, I can't do this. We look at ourselves, we know certain skills I have, certain abilities I have. So, basically, we talk about this in terms of not so much of there is our present status and there is what we aspire to be. So sometimes, as I said, if we just set up goals that are incompatible with who we are, then that becomes very frustrating. So, if we objectively, calmly understand ourselves, that means not in the heat of the moment, say if I had to make a career choice, should I do this or should I do that? No, not in the heat of the moment. We just sit back and think of ourselves, maybe write down our thoughts. You know, when I did this, this worked out very nicely. I liked it. So we write down our own experiences. So, psychologists talk about four windows. What is known to us, you know probably what is. What is known to us, what is known to others. So if you consider known to me, yes. Known to others, yes. And something is known to me, it is unknown to others. Something is unknown to me, but known to others. Something is unknown to me and unknown to others also. So you could say that our personality, our characteristics, they fall in some of these qualities. They fall in these four quadrants. So basically, there's something which we know. And there's something which we don't know. So if you associate with friends, they will tell you, you're good at this. Yeah, I never thought about it. Yes, I'm good at it. But then they may tell also, sometimes just by the experience of living, we are thrust into situations which are difficult. And then somebody else crumbles in that situation. And somehow we are able to do well in that situation. And then we say, okay, no, I have this ability to cope with this kind of situation. So it's, life, in life, it's like we are propelled into life. Life is just going to move on. And in one sense, our life is a journey. And in one sense, we are the drivers of our life. But in another sense, we are just pushed into life. So, we just have to make the best of what we know. So basically, rather than becoming insecure, we start with what we know. Okay, this is what I know about myself. And then should I be doing this? This is what the whole world is saying, get this kind of job, get this kind of degree, get this kind of career. Should I be doing this? Look at ourselves. Look at our own inspirations. And there's no need to make a radical change immediately. But gradually, as we observe ourselves, we learn more about ourselves. So, the social mirror, primarily, what it does is, it just creates some ideals and makes everyone want to be a Xerox copy of their ideal. Now, in a particular movie or film, star has a particular hairstyle, and everybody wants to develop that hairstyle. So, that's a very literal way that Xerox copy is happening. But otherwise, also, it happens like that. So, broadly, just to move from where we are, what we know about ourselves. Where I should go, okay, this A, B, C, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm okay at. And gradually, as we just go through life, observe ourselves, interact with friends, we will learn. And then we can move forward. So it's not a one-time process, nor is it a one-time decision. So just move forward step by step. As we may do something when we come initially, a course called Discover Yourself. But discovering yourself is a lifelong journey. So we keep understanding ourselves more and more. And as we keep understanding ourselves more and more, we start developing ourselves more and more. Does that answer your question?